This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For us now is 7 after the hour to get into this past week's overview of what's in the News Talk Radio world. The DJV gang is here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. We take this hour to review the stories that have been listed at talkers.com, the overview of the News Talk Radio world, as that's their business. They are listening to radio programs, talking to program directors and hosts around the country to get a sense as to what's going on, what the big stories are. So this is that countdown in a way with my own group. We also have a people list as well. Let's start number 10. We go from number 10 to number 1, cover as much of it as we can with some nuance, things that we've talked about ourselves on the program, what we've heard other people talk about, observations, etc. Number 10 is the overview of the weather in certainly the mid-south. The tornadoes, southeast part of our country, have been hit pretty hard this past, many communities this past week. Actually, the past month, wouldn't you say? You look back at some of the things in March were pretty wild as well. Not only April storms, but March storms. This typically happens at this time of year because there's a clash between it's winter and spring coming together, and the air masses being cold in part of the country and warm in other parts of the country, and they clash and create the perfect storm, if you will. These tornadoes, some of them have been very violent and wiped out, four communities have been completely wiped out, haven't they, over the past month or so in some of these circumstances?
Yeah, it's been bad.
And we're not hearing about it. This is normally, things that we would normally hear so much about, but because of coronavirus, we don't get that nationally.
Yep. And that could be the case with number 9 as well. This is Earth Week, and Wednesday was Earth Day. A lot of conversation. We were talking certainly here about planting trees and what it means, and a little bit of farm talk as well, because I think that's very appropriate because I'm a farmer and do a program called The American Family Farmer. What's going on, how growing is taking place, that sort of thing, the whole idea of oxygenation, anything green that you plant or that you have exposure, you should be thankful for, because, you know, remember the old Joni Mitchell song, pulled up the, I forget what the exact lyric line was, like, pull up the grass and put in a parking lot. And that's, you know, kind of something we'd like to stay away from as much as we can, because all that grass and all those trees are, and I'm not one of these, I'm certainly not there are a lot of people who make this a religion. I don't find it a religion, but I understand how it works because I'm a farmer. And most people should be taught in early science classes, even in elementary school, how the planet works. Without water, without the trees, we don't have a planet. We got a rock. And so the fact that we have enjoyed part of the conversation I've heard this week, ladies, has had to do with the virus and how much cleaner the air is because we don't have industry. So then we get back to working. How do we mitigate some of the things that have created the pollution? You know, people keep saying, oh, electric cars, everybody's got to drive electric. Where do you think the electricity comes from? Until everything is solar-powered or wind-powered,
plant that builds the cars is solar-powered.
Yeah, is it good? Okay. So what about the electric plants that supply the electricity to... I just want people to realize that it's not a panacea. Yeah, well, and the more the merrier. We've got plenty of sunlight. No reason why we shouldn't... The other thing about the panels are kind of ugly. You can see them. I know a lot of farmers who put them on their land because it's a way for them to make enough money to keep the farm going. And you see them on tops of buildings. I don't think they're so bad on tops of homes and buildings. Do you have any in your neighborhood? Oh, I don't know about Jennifer's neighborhood. They don't even have electricity in Jennifer's neighborhood.
But... Oh, my God. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. But in terms of Victoria, you're in a... Are there many apartment buildings?
Our apartment complex, no, but there are a lot of homes in New Jersey with solar panels. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, my cousins have it on their house. It saved them a lot of money. And I apparently, because I know Jen has talked about this in California, I guess it's not, if you try to sell your house or something, there's a complication with it. I guess in New Jersey they figure that out and it's not a complication.
What do you mean?
Jen had mentioned something. I think her fiance has solar panel on his house. And
well, if you sell a house, you have to pay off the note. That's in Massachusetts.
You do.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, if you buy the solar, if you buy the solar for your house that you bought it, you've got to pay it off and just hope that you get it back in the price of the house.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah.
And the thing is that people who were early adapters, like Jeff, my fiance, he paid a ton of money, and now he could probably get the same thing for a lot less. So that's a problem, because he's got $50,000 in solar debt to take care of once he sells his house. That's a problem. But now with any new structure in California, they're requiring you to have solar.
Oh, there you go. Make your
sense. Those solar tiles, the roof tiles that Tesla is making, they are absolutely gorgeous. They look like
they come
in different colors. Yeah, they look like regular roofing
shingles.
Tiles, or they even nice. If you like the look of like a Spanish tile, like that like that blue tile that's on a lot of Mediterranean style homes, you can even get that, and it looks beautiful. It's amazing the technology. They've shrunk it down into a 4-inch by 4-inch tile. Yep. It's amazing.
It's the same thing as the technology of an iPhone. There's more computer technology in an iPhone than there was in the first rocket that went to the moon. Look at how they... Remember, you probably don't remember. I remember the first computers back in the 60s would take...
Sorry, my cat keeps rearranging things.
That's okay. It's fine, Jennifer.
Look, we're all in home studios.
That's right.
I don't know what her deal is today. She keeps batting things around.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, the little...
nothing important, so that's good.
No.
It was my solar panels that I had hooked up on my desk.
Right. I lost my train of thought. Where were we on the...
You were talking about the first computers.
Oh, how in the late 50s, early 60s, when IBM created the first computers, they would take the whole building.
Yeah, with one computer.
Right. And so now that whole building is encapsulated in your iPhone. Yeah, that's how amazing... the world of technology has become. So they can, the point is that they'll be able to take these solar panels and make them smaller and smaller and become more productive as time moves on. Number 8 on the story list, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is the NFL draft. I must excuse myself from this conversation. The only NFL news I heard this week that made a difference to me was that Gronk is going to play in Tampa with the Brady.
That's the only news that matters.
It does seem to be the only. Yeah. I mean, anybody even know anything about some of these other players? It's not in our wheelhouse, but I just don't. It may be important to some people, but it certainly...
It is important, and especially for anyone who's a sports fan. The NFL draft usually gets a lot of viewers anyway.
Mm-hmm. Live, usually.
It was on live last night. Wasn't it on live?
It was on a bit last night. Everyone's at home. It's kind of funny. Yeah. Instead of being in suits and ties in Radio City, they're all at home.
That's what I'm getting at, is typically when I mean live, everybody's in the same room together, and that's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. No. All right. In a moment, we'll start to really drill down into the top 7, which all have something to do in some way, shape, or form to the virus. I'll explain my philosophy of what's going on here, and the ladies can bring us up to date on some of the other things. We're putting the pieces together of the story list and the coronavirus impact on what we're talking about here. As we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen at 15 past the hour.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Luke Boyles, Vice President and Leader of QuickBooks Capital. During these challenging times, small businesses are struggling to survive and need all the help they can get right now. The federal government created the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses to get forgivable loans that don't have to be paid back if certain conditions are met. QuickBooks Capital is currently taking applications for these PPP loans as an SBA-approved lender. For certain QuickBooks customers, we're able to automate the application process so the normally difficult calculations related to payroll are simplified so you can get through the application quickly and get access to the relief you need so you can keep your employees on the payroll. Congress has approved additional funding for this program, so it's important to apply now since this is the first-come, first-served government program that will run out of money quickly. Not everyone is guaranteed funding, and there will be some who apply who don't get approved. I'm Luke Boyles of QuickBooks Capital. For more information, log into your QuickBooks account or visit QuickBooks.com/PPP.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, back into the fold here. The charts of the week of April 20th to the 24th are what we're discussing. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan, we're all on it. Number 7 on the list is the psychology that's wrapped around trying to deal with this issue and what's happening to people who are losing everything. They have no money. They have no means. How many people are on unemployment now? 30 million around the country. And these were many people work week to week, paycheck to paycheck. You don't have any money. Okay, where's the $1,200? I haven't seen $1,200 yet. Anybody seen their $1,200 yet?
We got our stimulus direct deposit, last week. Mm-hmm.
So what happened to me? I didn't get mine.
I think you're probably on the written checklist, right? You're waiting. No, my parents haven't gotten it either.
I get my monthly Social Security thing as a direct deposit. I would have thought they would. And I get my farm $89 farm subsidy.
I kept everything going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kept the farm going. Yeah, it was fabulous. Yeah, exactly. So what you can imagine, though, the psychology of what happens to people. And so I bring around, maybe thread this through the conversation. I'm beginning to think that this may be one of the great hoaxes of all time. I said I wasn't going to use the word hoax, but one of the great.
I hate that word because it just discounts the lives.
Yeah,
that
it does.
Lost.
And that's why I said I don't want to use it.
I think the not hoax, but maybe one of the most ginned up reactions. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
I think the reaction has been appropriate in places
some
like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut.
We agree.
California, parts of California, LA.
It's been way over.
But the damage, the economic damage, the psychological damage, the physical damage. Look at the number of divorces. Good God. I looked at a stat the other day. How many people are getting, like 6% of the number of divorces has increased in terms of sheer numbers. The volume is up 6%. Now, it doesn't seem like much, but think about how many people are married. The 6% of the marriage force is thinking about getting a divorce. Wow, that's pretty damning about marriage in general, I guess. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for. And choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
B.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this week. The DJV clan is here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number six on the countdown of the top 10 items. Number six is a focus on our relationship with China. My feelings are so, I don't want to diminish everybody else's, and I end up taking all the time. So I'll let Jennifer and encourage Jennifer and Victoria to take a swing at this before I go off.
Bring business back from China. Bring business back from China. Do you want me to do it that way?
Yeah, that's
take
a good
it anywhere
idea.
Out of, yeah, put it somewhere else.
Any place but China.
Reopen the labs in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico needs the stimulus as for the economy. You know, Costa Rica also used to make a lot of generic drugs when that became legal. The certain amount of time that a prescription drug has to be on the market, I think it's 10 years or something like that. Maybe it's shorter now. And then the generic form can be made. And Costa Rica used to make a lot of those generics. And then they all of that business went to China. Ireland has amazing high-tech labs that could use more work. And so, I think there are a lot of options to take it out of China.
We forget. In America, we forget. And we get a little bit arrogant that we're untouchable. And then when something like this happens, and I tend to agree with you, Doug, I think our reaction has been grossly overdone. But that being said, when something like this does happen and we go, wait a second, where's our medicine coming from? Where's our protective equipment coming from? Where are the masks? Where's everything? It's all being made in China. So now we have to rely on
another country
who's not our friend to save our life during
I think it goes further than they're not our friend. They're our enemy. And I think that what's happened this last week or two or three with the Russians and the Chinese and the glee that seems to be coming forth from the Iranians with the Western world suffering the way that it has. They don't give a damn in China. They care about their economy, but they don't give a damn about the millions of people that have actually died there that they're not even talking about.
They don't care about their own people at all.
Here's a story that I read. You know, we love to talk about misinformation campaigns when it comes to Trump and 2016 and all of the emails and the social media posts. Do you know that China also launched a fear campaign within the United States?
Oh, I wanted to talk about that.
Scare the heck out of people?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. There was a whole thing this week that was unfolded, what was learned about China and what they're doing on the Internet and with social media. Basically, they're the reason behind a lot of the fear. And a lot of the stuff that we've done has been based on what we think. And a lot of the stuff that we're thinking comes from social media.
Well, and it also is filtering through the World Health Organization.
Yeah, they're no good either.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're doing China's bidding for them, and so they're using them as a mouthpiece to spread misinformation.
And I'm not on the political side of this, but I will tell you that I agree with Trump on a couple of very important things this week, and one of them is our reaction or relationship with the World Health Organization. We need not to be, as long as it's so obvious what they're doing. The fact that they said that this stuff, the reason that we're upset about it, if you didn't hear, I'm sure you did if you're paying attention, they say that this stuff came from animals. And that's
well, that's why they're sticking with because they have to.
Right.
Because if they don't, they're opening themselves up to lawsuits. We already saw the state of, I want to say, is it, it's not
Nebraska, I think it is.
Michigan? Minnesota?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Some state already sued China for this. And so China's saying, oh, that's a ridiculous lawsuit. And that's why they're doubling down on this came from animals. We didn't do this in a lab. Because if they did create it, then they're completely culpable. So, and every country in the world can sue China for negligence.
And but the best way to get at them is, hey, don't pay. If you borrowed money from China, don't pay them back. What are they going to do? And the second thing is, don't take your businesses out of there and let their economy collapse. And help our economy. It's time. I'd like to see Trump and other leaders become a little more forceful in this and bring through Congress all these incentives. I mean, real action here to bring all these businesses back so that even the greedy people that run some of these big corporations that only are concerned about the bottom line will think twice about going back to China. I think that's something that really needs to be pounded home.
That'd be great if that happens.
And you look at stuff you...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May, and this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
A U.S. Homeland Security science expert says the coronavirus decays faster in warmer situations, which is promising news as summer is coming closer. In a daily briefing, William Bryan said that direct solar light has a powerful effect on killing the virus, along with increased temperatures and humidity. And he added that conversely, the virus does seem to survive best in cooler temperatures and dry conditions. China says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump cut off U.S. funding for the organization. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in the WHO. A ministry spokesman saying the donation, along with $20 million that China gave it last month, will support the global fight against the coronavirus pandemic and, in its words, strengthen developing countries' health systems. China's pledge coming on the same day that U.S. officials have been saying that the administration might never give any more money to the WHO and continued to slam China for underreporting the nature of the virus when it first cropped up last fall. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now back into the story fold here. Charts from Talkers Magazine. You can see them at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. All About Talk. Michael Harrison and his crew do a great job of culling all of the nonsense and getting down to the root of the conversations on the News Talk Radio circuit around our country. So we have the top 10 stories that are listed there and the top 10 people. Mostly we don't get into the people because we don't have time, but I'll give you the list anyway. At number 10 on the people list from Talkers is AOC. Number 9 is Nancy Pelosi. AOC is Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. McConnell, Mitch McConnell is number 8. Leader, I don't even want to give his name, the leader of China is 7. Joe Biden is 6. Dr. Rick Bright is 5. Brian Kemp, Carolyn Goodman, and Ron DeSantis are at number 4. Andrew Cuomo is at 3. Dr. Fauci is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Okay, I guess that's appropriate given what's going on. All right, so number 5 on the list, the story list, has to do with the stats, the projections, things that are going on, where are we going. I think that New York plays a role. Well, I wonder if you would comment on this because you're closest to it, Victoria. You live in New Jersey. So Governor Cuomo announcing the state is working with its two neighbors, normally the tri-state area. You know, there's a big connection, strong connection, obviously, southern New York to New Jersey and Connecticut, mm-hmm. launching a contact tracing program. So what would statistically that look like? tracing, testing, isolating people.
Tracing people who have tested positive for it, and then trying to figure out kind of the spider web of the people that they've been in contact with. And so it's an ambitious plan, but it makes a lot of sense, and this is kind of what they've done.
How would it work? Do you know? Is it clear yet how it would work?
I don't know specifically how it would work. I think that,
they're surveilling the disease, I think, and then they ask people to write down all the people that they may have come in contact with, and then those people are contacted, and then there's a whole other stage of those people having to contact. I mean, it's a tough process, but I think for most people who are staying indoors, it's a little bit easier. Imagine if they did this without people staying indoors. Can you imagine all the people you come into contact with?
Well, they're going to run into that problem, too. There are a lot of people in New Jersey who, for whatever reason, political or otherwise, I don't know, who have not stayed in, and there have been a lot of problems with that.
So it's an ambitious thing.
Mike Bloomberg is...
He's paying for it.
he's donated $10 million to it.
Yeah.
And, he's got the Bloomberg the Bloomberg School of... whatever it is, the medical school at Johns Hopkins, where he went to school. So, they're all working together on it. They said there's going to be like 35,000 medical students who are going to be part of the tracing army.
Yep.
So, and this is, this is not a new concept. This is what they've done in South Korea. After SARS, South Korea, they knew how to lock this down. That's why we've seen they tested more than anybody in the world. They tested, in South Korea tested everybody, multiple times. But see, the other part of the problem that we're still learning about this virus is people who have tested, who had the virus, tested positive, had the virus, had mild symptoms, and then went about their lives. They're still testing positive. So the antibody thing is kind of interesting. I don't know if the antibody theory works if you are still testing positive for it. I don't know. But, my in-laws, they tested positive for the virus over a month ago, and they just had a second round of testing this week, and they all still are positive. So that's a lot more than the 14-day quarantine, where supposedly that's enough to be safe. But if my in-laws hadn't tested positive again, they would probably think it was okay to go back out into the world. And we now know that they're still contagious and they still have the virus well over a month. So it's kind of, I don't know, there's still a lot to learn.
So many people, I think, at the beginning of all of this thought that once you were diagnosed that it was a death sentence and that the minute you had it, you were just going to keel over and die. But what we're finding now in New York and L.A. where they've been doing these antibody tests is that hundreds of thousands of people have had this and didn't even know. They thought it was the flu, or they thought it was allergies or a cold even, or maybe nothing at all. They just didn't have any symptoms.
Well, the dangerous part is those people come in contact with the vulnerable population, and then that's why we're seeing so many older people who are passing away from this. So that's the scary part. It's just the unknown.
Yep, it sure is. All right, so we've got a couple in the statistic department. Interesting reality here is how people are buying their food or doing shopping. Instacart has hired 300,000 workers to meet the demand for grocery deliveries.
And
now
they
want to hire another 250,000 workers to meet the demand. So this is one business that is offering full-service shopping that has done very well in this circumstance. Too bad it took this to do well, but it's a great idea, a great service. They have posted saying they will reintroduce a wait list for applicants in areas where they have enough workers to satisfy demand to ensure they are balancing how many workers it brings on. But you're out of work. And there's another way. Farmers are looking for help and going, in fact, to the unemployment office because there's been a snafu in getting some of the people that come from other countries to work on farms for obvious reasons. So now there are a number of states that are encouraging farmers to go to the unemployment line and see who is there that they can use. People that work in restaurants, people who are anybody.
But where is there an actual line? Everyone does it online, like online, not like standing in a line.
But you can go to the office and say, we need people. Can you refer us to some people that would be good and would looking for a job? Or they can post in their local, on their local media, and that they're looking for work and all that kind of
stuff. New Jersey has a website that's just dedicated to job openings right now. It's a new jobs portal, like a pandemic jobs portal. And I think they have like 50,000 positions open right now. Yeah. So, yeah, well, there are, look, New
Walmart,
Jersey has,
I know we say a lot about Walmart, but they've hired like 50,000 people, Instacart, Amazon. There are companies that are hiring right now.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, so there's that in the health care universe, number four on the countdown. What has been more interesting, well, there certainly are a lot of people that are eager to get the health care system back to working. So you can see your doctor, you can get, I mean, there certainly has been a lot of telemedicine practiced, but you still have a lot of people that need to have operations. Cardiologists want to be able to get people into the hospital if they need an operation. People have been concerned about going into the hospital because they're afraid of getting the virus in the hospital. And I think that's probably a pretty real threat.
It is,
but, but it's time for us to get these hospitals and doctors back in operation. You ladies agree?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Look, you know, we've talked about this, and clearly, you know, we know Jeff, Jen's fiance, is very, very close to this and works for Kaiser. And so, you know, I didn't know this until this all happened, that the bulk of the profits that hospitals make is from elective surgeries. And taking that away has bankrupted a lot of hospitals. So,
right.
And not only that, but people being out of work, they're not paying their premiums. And what about the surgeries that aren't considered elective, that are considered necessary but have been put off because of this? I mean, many hospitals in California are just sitting empty, waiting for people to come in, and they're going to need a bailout. That's
in my opinion, in my mind, this is all part of the Chinese plan to bring us to our knees, to bankrupt businesses, bankrupt the country. So that
a lot of economists have said that that it's not going to be, you know, that they've been talking about the shape of what this curve will look like. So it's, some people said it would be a V, meaning like we were riding high, we have a super low, and then it's going to be a super high again. And then other people say, it's going to be a W, you know, everyone's got a different letter. I actually do think that we're going to have a very quick rebound in certain sectors.
I think you're right about certain sectors. Travel, hospitality, retail,
hotels, you know, restaurants, I think people are just have cabin fever. And I think that restaurants are going to bounce back really quickly, and they deserve to. They've been hit so, so hard. And so I don't know. Maybe I'm just too optimistic, but I think we're going to bounce back faster than what was projected. And you know what? F you, China. So that's what I say.
Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. I agree with that.
China.
We all chime in with that one. And then with this, I want a quick anecdotal reference to the Harvard Healthcare Center that got, what was it, $8 million or something? Or I think it was more than that,
wasn't it?
Yeah, right. They sent the money back. No. And we looked at this with regard to Ruth's, Chris Steakhouse, and some of the other big companies that have gotten federal emergency funds.
I feel for the Shake Shack group.
There's a different program.
I feel for the workers who are out of work there. Yeah, so I'm not being insensitive and saying only small restaurants deserve to be, you know, to be helped. Because people are people, and they're working in the service industry, so I don't differentiate. But you're right. The program needed to be different. It needed to be separate. If you're on the stock exchange and you're a publicly traded company, you have options. Clearly, the Danny Meyer Group, they said right away, we're going to raise $75 million. We're going to sell our stock back to the shareholders. Okay, well, then that should have been your first action, not applying for these loans and taking it from other people.
And this just shows you how the banks have bungled up the rolling out of the Paycheck Protection Program. They favored their customers so that they could get the biggest amount back. I mean, they're making commissions off of how large these loans are.
I didn't have much trouble with my little bank getting the money that I needed.
Well, you're lucky. That's the thing. You're lucky. The little banks are different. The big banks were prioritizing certain companies
over
others. Your
bank, Wells Fargo, they suck.
They got sued because they were shuffling people around.
Yeah, they deserve to get sued, and they deserve all the bad publicity they get, even if they're advertisers here, which they have been on time. I don't care. I just think they're awful. The presidential race is number three. I don't know if there's much to talk about there, but I do want to talk about the economy a little bit more and civil liberties as we have a couple of minutes left after these announcements here on our Talk Radio Review.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. I cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of more minutes here with Jennifer Oren, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The situation with the government and its relationship, the federal government to the states to the local to us. Mitch McConnell says states ought to declare bankruptcy. I don't know what that, first of all, you can't, but I don't understand what that does.
Well, he wants to change the rules to allow for that.
Oh, okay.
Well, he certainly got a verbal lashing from Governor Murphy from New Jersey and Governor Cuomo in New York, because that's just a ridiculous statement. I understand that some states like California are not maybe using the money appropriately, but...
Three, you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
but you let New York go bankrupt? Like, what? Mm. New York puts so much money into the national economy. It's ridiculous.
You can't keep bailing people out. I mean, it's not an endless hole that we can just keep pulling money out of. And the thing with California, most people believe that they won't reopen until they get a federal bailout. It's going to be an extortion of the federal government so that it can fix the pension problem that has plagued the state for 10 years. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's one state, though. I don't think that this should be a blanket proposal, then, for every state. So each state is different, and you know, I don't know. California, I understand it's probably a mess there, but I think
well, California is such terrible leadership. It is a mess. The state's a mess because the people that run the state have got their head firmly stuck someplace where there's no sun. And
well, if Kentucky, let's put it this way, I believe if Kentucky was in danger of filing for bankruptcy, I don't think Mitch McConnell would be so cavalier. Oh, yeah, just file for bankruptcy, why not?
Mm. Yep. Well, the economy, which is number one, that's part of the reality. What are we doing to save the economy? Which is a question we won't answer for a while yet, because this thing hasn't begun to dissipate the way it needs to. Thank you, ladies, for being here. The Talk Radio Review.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
For us to visit with our pal Mario Andretti. Well, maybe Mario isn't going to make it, but I know Nick Miles will make it because he's very dependable. Nick Miles is our auto expert. That's his website, ourautoexpert.com. He's on hundreds of radio stations and thousands of television stations. He's visible now. There's a new program that's being produced just exclusively for those who are listening on Mars. He's got that. And he's got great credentials, man. He's everywhere. So let's talk about what's going on in the automobile industry. Actually, this could be a short report because nothing's.
Yes, you're right.
Nothing's going on. But there are good signs. This is interesting from Mazda. They're going to give people that are healthcare workers free oil changes. That sounds like an interesting thing. Will other car manufacturers and service agencies, will they follow suit, do you think, Nick?
We're hoping so, to make sure that these doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers on the front line have their cars in working order. It's actually called the Mazda Car Care Program. And what they're doing is, with the dealers are saying, bring in your vehicle, doesn't matter what it is, and we'll change the oil and give it a deep cleaning. And I'm telling you, if you've seen my car, it needs a deep cleaning. So they're going to do that and make sure everybody's cars are on the road. They're putting $5 million towards this. And it doesn't matter what the make or model. As long as they can get the oil filter, of course. They did say when I talked to them that if you have some exotic Bugatti from Europe, that you might be out of luck. But they'll do their best.
Well, this is a good sales pitch for them. This is something people would be thankful for. I didn't realize when I first saw it that they're going to do any car. I thought it was just for Mazda owners. But this is for anybody, any car. So instead of going to Jiffy Lube or changing the oil yourself, you can go in there and they'll do it and they won't charge you for it. That's
absolutely
really quite compelling. Yeah.
It's good. It does get people in the dealership as well, which is obviously good for them because they get in contact with people. But at the same time, they're doing it just for healthcare workers. But it is for a limited time, so you don't want to, you know, say, well, I'm due next month, and then call your Mazda dealer and find out that they're not actually doing it. And not every Mazda dealer, most Mazda dealers are involved in this, but you also want to call before you show up, because if you show up without any cash, they might be a little unhappy if you want your oil changed.
Well, the thing about getting people into the dealerships, that's one of the things that most people think the automobile dealers are closed. Well, they aren't if you're buying online and you got to go to the dealer to pick up the car, or they have to come to you to deliver the car. And they're not really closed, but they're not encouraging people to go to the showroom. The showrooms are closed, pretty much, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, depending on your state, of course, but cars are still being sold about half the rate they were being sold before the COVID appeared on our world. But at the same time, they are available. And ultimately, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, you get a car and you're paying a certain car payment. Quite often you can flip into a new car or a newer car for the same or less payment, and some people decide to do that, especially with some of the financial deals out there right now from car companies, like 84 months with zero interest and being able to defer the first few months. And I think that's a good idea if you need the help.
Yeah, not going to help us, because neither you or I would keep a car for 84 months. 8 months, maybe.
yes, but how right you are.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so all these auto shows that were the mainstay, you are going around the world, going to this auto show, that auto show. Pretty much all of them have been dumped, at least through, sometime in the summer? What's your expectation there?
Yeah, so they may never come back, and I'll tell you why. And then we always make jokes about this as automotive journalists, that they're kind of like a Petri dish. And you got one guy coughs, and he hits about 400 people. And so this is an issue. It's always an issue around the flu season anyway, because you always come back from these auto shows with some kind of bug or flu. And now you think about all these people getting in and out of cars and touching them and standing in close quarters and oohing and aahing and shouting because they've lost their mom, that type of stuff. And it's not necessarily a great idea. I think you'll see them come back, but there's certain shows which are the backbone of America, like CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is a very big car show, and also a SEMA show, which is the aftermarket show, which happens in Las Vegas in the fall, where there's a lot of people packed into a very tiny space. And so they're going to have to come up with some new idea. Perhaps open air shows in the summer will be the best way to do it, so we're not all packed into small spaces in the winter. That's probably what we're going to see.
Yeah, using football stadium is not being used for football. Something like
exactly.
That. That's pretty clever. General Motors won a court approval of a settlement with owners who say they have defective ignition switches. We got a few seconds on that. What does that mean to the people who own those cars?
It means that they'll finally get the cash. There were 124 deaths of this happened quite a long time ago, but finally the cash has been now being doled out to those people who say they lost value of their vehicles, and as it should be.
Right. All right, there it is. There's a straight scoop from Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his dependable website. It's 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.